I don't even understand you. He grinned broadly. Don't feel bad. I don't understand myself either. I think I'm a fool. Katie chuckled at that. Only a fool would come here to be my partner. Let's have some tea, and you can tell me about Judge Carter. Rebecca, she's up there now. Yes? Katie felt him stiffen. Why? No reason, he answered as he marched up the canyon. Over his shoulder, Katie could watch the sheep, all the dogs at play, and the young Irish boy who now waved. She beckoned him to follow, and he did. You have a baby. It was a statement. Yes, a son named Christopher. Now that is a nice name. Christopher Ludlow. Goes well together, doesn't it? His tone was half in humor, but half serious, too. Katie refused to answer. She studied Jude out of the corner of her eye. This man had freely given up for her what amounted to a great inheritance and a high position in Temple City, given it up and avenged Bryce's death. That was, all considered, quite a testimony to his character and his devotion. And he was handsome. Not ruggedly so as Bryce had been. His jaw wasn't as strong, nor were his shoulders. Yet he carried her easily, and there was an intelligence about him and a hard determination that had been the best parts of Amos Ludlow. Katie allowed herself to rest her head against his shoulder and relaxed. She would talk to Rebecca about this. Maybe they could use a couple of partners. She liked Jude and needed his help, but no more. Katie did not love him, nor think she ever would. That was a fact of her life, and it was something he must understand if he were to remain. The last thing in the world she needed or wanted was another husband to blur her shining vision of a sheep-raising empire.